Tonight's musical biography is brought to you by the Tea Council of America. Biographies in contemporary music are Subject, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Faith, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it
hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
Fascinating aspects of today's music is the constant evolution of the people who create it. And because of this burgeoning growth and change, the members of the various groups are constantly on the move. The groups split like atoms. or like amoebic development, one group will spawn another, who will spawn another. And so the musical history of this era evolves. Probably the two groups who represent the epitome of this endless metamorphosis are the Yardbirds, from which group more of today's sounds and groups have emerged than any other, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who collectively represent the very roots of our music. Their story is complicated, but we will trace its winding path after our first tea break.
Chestnut, brown, canary, ruby-throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, says she's so free. How can you catch the sparrow? Lacy, lilting lyric, losing love, lamenting. Change my life, make it right. Be my lady.
My glass of iced tea is really important at this particular moment. I need the lift and the refreshed energy it gives me. The story I'm about to unfold is rather complicated. When you need a lift, or you need to be refreshed, or you're just plain thirsty, drink iced tea. Non-filling, non-fattening, and 100% pure. I'd like to recreate the individual paths of Crosby, Stills, and Nash before they joined together in 1968. It's important to see where they were coming from. That phrase, often overworked, has never been more accurate than in this particular case. David Crosby was born in Los Angeles in 1941, and his first musical affiliation was with Les Baxter's Balladeers, a folk-type group. Then he turned to solo folk singing, until he met Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark, and the three were the nucleus of a group called the Jet Set, then the Beefeaters, and then in 1964 they hit the right combination with the Birds. One of the most important facts to emerge in examining the talent and history of Crosby, Stills, and Nash is that not only is their sound compelling, but they are all unusually gifted composers and have contributed a good many of the songs that will be counted in future histories of music as definitive examples of the music of this era. David Crosby's efforts with the Birds produced some of their finest songs, like this one.
Down, you'll find that it's stranger than known.
David's last album with the Byrds was Younger Than Yesterday, released in 67, although three of his songs appeared on the succeeding album, the notorious Byrd Brothers. Why did he leave the Byrds? The story goes that it was a dispute over the song Triad, later recorded by Jefferson Airplane, but according to David Crosby.
The central issue was basically just the conflicts that had built up by that amount of time between Roger and myself. And the truth is, I didn't leave. He and Christopher Hillman threw me out. And they said that they would do a lot better without me. And so I felt, you know, crushed. Thought I was going to leave the music business. But I mean, you know, that's the ups and downs of it all. I've since hung out a lot with both of them, and I happen to like them both really a lot.
Stephen Stills was born in Dallas, Texas in 1945, but his family moved around a lot, and he eventually attended the University of Florida. It was there that he established a pattern of folk singing in local clubs. He was, too, a multi-instrumentalist, guitar, keyboards, drums. When he dropped out of college, he went to New York, where he and Richie Furay were in a group called the Ogogo Singers. Stephen wasn't happy, and he moved to the West Coast and tried to crack the music scene there. He tried to form a band with Van Dyke Parks, and if you can believe it, was turned down when he auditioned for the Monkees. He finally called Richie Furay in New York to the coast, and together they formed the legendary Buffalo Springfield, whose career was short, but blazed like a comet. Stills wrote many of Buffalo's most important contributions to musical posterity.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Buffalo split in 68 and Stills drifted from one job to another. He played guitar on the Judy Collins album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, purely a personal happening since he and Judy were an item, as they say in the gossip columns. Their relationship prophetically was to produce a milestone in Stills' career, which we'll see later. Graham Nash was born in Blackpool, England in 1942, and he and his schoolmate, Alan Clark, were a team called the Two Teens. They played in a number of groups together before forming the Hollies in 1963, who were, in the mid-60s, probably the most hit-oriented single group in England, next to the Beatles, of course. This is a great example of the kind of music Nash made with the Hollies.
Thank you. into space once more before the show has started. He paints a smile on his face with his makeup now, although he's broken hearted. But the rule of the clown is simple, and the show must go on as always. People are there to laugh at him, and he mustn't let them die. Someone read to him, and he's crying now, although he doesn't show it. He gives the show of his life, though he's breaking down, although you never know it. But there's something different about his smile, familiar frown. Yes, there's something different about him now. He's painted his smile all upside down.
Around 1967, The Honeymoon went sour. Graham describes his feelings at the time.
At a moment when I was artistically dying and being confined by the Hollies, because I could tell you some songs that later Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young recorded that I'd written when I was with the Hollies that the Hollies wouldn't do. For example, the Sleep song. That line in it where I say I'd take off my clothes and lie by your side, they totally freaked. So after a while, I began to A, doubt my own ability to communicate via songs and feel really constricted and confined and kept taking deep breaths, you know, and it just wasn't right. And then I began not to enjoy it because I felt that they were doing something to me consciously, you know, they were trying to hold me down. And so I left and I heard David and Steven sing. And it was all over. I left my house and my wife and my family and my money and my group and my country in 2 days and came here with $240 in my pocket.
Now you know the origins. We'll find out where Graham heard David and Steven sing and what happened next after a spot of tea. How very British, a spot of tea. But a glass is rather a large spot. That's the way I like my iced tea, in large spots. I mean glasses. Why not? The one thing I don't have to worry about when I drink iced tea is the calories. I mean, they just aren't there. Unless you add a spoon of sugar and a squirt of lemon, and then it's only 16. But what's that compared to carbonated soft drinks, which don't always quench your thirst anyway? Iced tea's a great quencher, and very tasty too, I might add. Hey, don't take my word for it. Go stir up some iced tea and enjoy. We'll continue with the Crosby, Stills, Nash saga right after these words. This is WNEW-FM in stereo.
Die Zukunft gehört denen, die heute erkennen, was morgen kommt.
L'avenir appartient à ceux qui l'entendent venir.
Tomorrow belongs to those that can hear it coming.
Tomorrow belongs to those who can hear it coming. Heroes, a new album by David Bowie. On RCA Records, now.
David Bowie's album is available at all Sam Goody stores. If you're into recording, you should be familiar with Fuji. Fuji believes that if you know more about recording, you'll enjoy your music more. And that's why they want to tell you about mechanical performance. A cassette is more than just tape. It's the housing which holds the tape and the mechanism which guides it. If a cassette isn't mechanically perfect, the tape may jam, stretch, or break. These problems can occur at the most critical time in your recording and ruin a very special event. Every Fuji cassette is tested from one end to the other to check for any mechanical problems. If there are any, Fuji catches them before you buy them. And that's why a Fuji FX cassette makes a big difference in your recording pleasure. Ask your audio specialist to explain why Fuji cassettes will run for years. Fuji, they want to help you make even better recordings. Ask your Sam Goody or Borges dealers, all locations. We continue now with the musical biography, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, at WNEW-FM in stereo. The rumor has circulated for many years that Crosby, Stills, and Nash formed the historic alliance in John Sebastian's house. But David Crosby has the real story.
We were hanging out with John at about the same time, and he'd been a friend of mine since when he was in the Love and Spoonful, and Gramps too, and he was around, and we were hanging out at his house. We were hanging out an awful lot of the time at Cass Elliott's house. She was the one who introduced Graham and I, and was like, you know, probably one of our tightest friends in the world. But the actual spot where it really actually happened, it's unfair because she's got so much going for herself, was in Mitchell's living room.
I couldn't help wondering, just what did take place? How auspicious a meeting was it? How did the three of them perceive they belonged together?
We laughed a lot. We stopped in the middle of a song and laughed because we'd all just had incredibly bad experiences with former groups and had no intention of forming a group. And here was a sound that was so undeniable that it looked like we had to spend the next several years together singing.
Through the sunset in your eyes, juggling the train through clear Moroccan skies, ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Curly cocks hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Strike your levers, we can wear at home.
Oh, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. All on board.
Marrakesh Express was the second hit from that first album released early in 69. The first was, of course, Stephen Stills' tribute to his one-time lady, Judy Collins, the Judy Blue Eyes Suite, which we heard earlier. And demonstrating the multifarious talent in the group was Marrakesh Express, written by Graham Nash, and the beautiful Guinevere and Lady of the Island, written by David Crosby. One staggering fact is easy to miss when thinking about the importance of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, their position in the musical firmament, their relationship to their fans. The group, up until this June, only had one album. That's right. Only one Crosby, Stills, and Nash studio album. However, there is more to the story. But we'll take a break here for some words from some of the people who make this program possible. After that first success, the band began to look for a keyboard player to flesh out the in-concert sound. The story goes that Ahmet Erdogan, head of Atlantic Records, suggested Neil Young, who had played with Stills in Buffalo Springfield, join the group to play guitar, allowing Stephen to double on keyboard. Other musicians were added to the group, the sound became more electric, and an album starring Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young was released in 1970. It was called Deja Vu.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new eyes and all. Go your way, I'll go mine, and the sky is clearing and the night is bright. The sun, he comes, the world's open up. Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice. The fortunes of fables are able. Now witness the quickness with which we evolve. To sing the blues, you got to live the
you run, trying your best.
Gone was a Stephen Stills song, and the album again demonstrated the consummate aggregation of talent in the group with the various songs. Graham Nash's Teach Your Children, David Crosby's Almost Cut My Hair, Neil Young's Country Girl, and Helpless.
I will now proceed to entangle the entire area. Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way. Paranoia. Like looking in my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch to fear. 'Cause I tried this myself this year. I feel like I myself together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather.
Become yourself. because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. That your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
for a break and a glass of iced tea, which gives me a chance to get my thoughts together. Did you ever notice that when you're really tired or bugged because you spent too much time doing the same thing, if you stop just for a few minutes and take a breather, you can go back to the task with a calmer, more efficient approach? I'll tell you how to improve on that idea. Instead of just hanging out for your breather, quaff a tall, cool glass of iced tea. If you think you hit the job better before, just wait till you get the zoom feeling you get from the tea. A refreshing lift anytime, any place, anywhere. Drink iced tea. Four-Way Street, the double live set by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, was released in 1971, and it began to give some hints of the different directions kicking around in the heads of the band members. The album contained the controversial Triad, Nash's song which had been rejected by the Byrds, and Neil Young's brilliant composition inspired by the then-recent Kent State University tragedy, Ohio. There'll be more about Crosby, Stills, and Nash after some business transactions. Some of the critics were disappointed, but the fans were ecstatic with Four Way Street. This, however, did little to save the band, which was disintegrating. Stories began to circulate about why the band broke up. But Graham Nash, in a conversation with me in 1974, told the true story.
What went down between Stephen Stills and myself had nothing to do with music. It was purely ego games on a sexual man-woman level, meaning that Stephen had a girlfriend who I was really attracted to. And I told Stephen I wanted to spend time with his woman, who I knew didn't want to be with Stephen. So I went to Stephen and told him that. And I said that I can't even approach her or touch her until I talk to you. And after I spoke to him, I called the lady in question and I told her to go down and see Stephen and tell him exactly how she felt. And when she did, I felt then we'd both been as honest as we could, and the lady and I started living together for about a year. But it got crazy.
From that time on, even though all the members went their separate ways and recorded individually, there were constant rumors of a reunion, probably precipitated by the fans, but the group did attempt to get back together. In 73, they did in fact do some recording together, but nothing was released. In 74, they did come together for a massive tour, which gave the fans renewed hopes of another album. But nothing happened until June 77, when again, the magical chemistry of those phenomenal harmonies produced a new Crosby, Stills, and Nash album.
Forgive me if my fantasies might seem a little sharp and worn. I'm sure you heard it all before. I wonder what's the right form. Love songs written for you. It's been going down for years. But to sing what's in my heart seems more honest than the tears. I am curious. Wanna hurry us and intrigue with us. Ain't this song a bust? I don't care. Dark star. I met you several years ago. The times that were so strange, but I had a figure there. Looked into my eyes just once, an instant flashing by that we were stealing. Another time you felt so bad and I wasn't in any help at all, as I recall. We didn't know quite what to do, so we left the wanting be still there for me and you.
Dark star, I see you in the morning. Dark star, asleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star,
it's easy to be with you even with the storms that raise beneath your search for peace. Some time together, take the kids and find a world that's ours to keep.
And now you got me dreaming, girl. It's been so long, I thought that I'd forgotten how. My heart is once again my soul. We touched, we did, you know we did. No more teasing now. Dark star, I see you in the morning. Dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star. Thank you.
morning, dark star, sleeping next to me, dark star. Let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me, dark star. Let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me, dark star.
Will there be more? The paranoia of the fans already asks, is this all there is?
It's something that you can't do by legislation or obligation. You dig that, right? And we've got all of this momentum going for us. Do you think we're going to try to keep it going? Yes, obviously we're going to try. It's just something that by this time in our lives, we've been asked this question so many times. You know, I'm not going to give you pie in the sky. I'm not going to tell you nothing. But what do we want? What do we want? We want more music that moves people. So obviously we're going to try. Do we care? Yes.
Yeah. We have four other songs that we didn't put on this album already recorded. So that's a good good start.
They do care. They will try. They live through their music. They're not concerned with being superstars. Graham Nash, speaking for the group, puts it best.
Everything will come and go. I mean, you know, Graham Nash, as big as he is or as small as he is, will come and go. It will all come and go. But people are still going to be here. So that's why I really get really serious about the responsibility of musicians, that the responsibility is to upgrade the consciousness of everybody and not gross them out. All I know is that I personally am trying to communicate feelings to people so that they will be able to listen to my music and understand that they're not alone. Because if they can say, wow, I know exactly what he meant by that, then I made it.
Just a song before I go, to whom it may concern. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the show
The musical biography of Crosby, Stills, and Nash was brought to you by the Tea Council of America, who would like to remind you that tea is the universal drink all over the world, but iced tea is particularly American. So exercise your American ingenuity. Drink iced tea. Till next time, this is Allison Steele.
Just a song before I go, a lesson to be learned. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned.
Tonight's musical biography presented by the Tea Council of America. I hope you enjoy it. It sure is an intertwining of three complicated lives, but more than worth the exploration to savor the sounds that come from it. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, legendary. And that word cannot be attached to that many people legitimately who make music. WNEW FM in stereo.